Item 7, consider and take possible action regarding non-service connected disability retirement allowance for the deceased member Paul Crouch. Tim.
Okay. On March 23rd, 2017, Paul Crouch, who's 62 years old, he's a maintenance crew member, or was a maintenance crew member with the Central Sand District.
Notice.
And an active member of CSERA. He passed away due to a heart attack. Prior to his death, Mr. Crouch had a member election form for non-service connected disability retirement in the event of death of a member during active service. Now I'll refer to it now as the active death form on file. CSERA received his document April 5th, 2011. Based upon having that application on file, CSERA filed an application for disability retirement on his behalf. Medical records were secured and provided to our medical advisor, who showed that Mr. Crouch was totally disabled from any employment prior to his death, and he met the medical requirements of permanent disability for a Tier 1 member on a non-service connected basis. The board is now called upon to make a determination as to whether the member became permanently unable to perform his job duties, and if the member election form, the active death form, should be granted. The recommendation from staff is find that the member was permanently unable to engage in his duties and grant a non-service connected disability effective March 23rd, 2017, the date of his death. The second portion for the board to consider is granting the member's beneficiary, which is his spouse, benefits pursuant to Government Code Section 31762, which is the optional settlement to allowance.
Karen, can this be one motion or does it need two?
Be.
Okay. Entertain
I'd
motion.
Move to accept both recommendations.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yeah, discussion. When I was working and this first came to light, meaning that you could fill the form out, I was under the impression that it was a permanent disability service connected. And you're saying it's non-service
it's
connected?
Actually, it's specific to non-service connected.
Yeah.
Okay, so the form says non-service connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, okay. So I just wanted to clarify that for myself. I thought it was service connected. So the next question I have is, what will the spouse receive in terms of benefit? 60%?
Based upon his service of 17 years of service and his age, we would do the calculated benefit, the unmodified calculation, and then following the unmodified, he would have, there'd normally be an option one, an option two, and an option three available to him. The option one is a return of contributions of what were not spent. The option two, which is a pre-election that he made now prior to his death, is a 100% continuance to his wife.
Of what he would?
For example, say.
Okay, got it.
The unmodified amount, dollar amount will be adjusted slightly based upon
her age. It says
that
too, yes.
Yes.
All right, thank you. I support the motion.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes.